Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 15. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved. I know what enthusiasm they have for God, but it is misdirected zeal. For they don't understand God's way of making people right with Himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. For Christ has already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in Him are made right with God. For Moses writes that the law's way of making a person right with God requires obedience to all of its commands. But faith's way of getting right with God says, "Don't say in your heart, 'Who will go up to heaven?' To bring Christ down to earth. And don't say, 'Who will go down to the place of the dead?' To bring Christ back to life again. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord, who gives generously to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on Him to save them unless they believe in Him? And how can they believe in Him if they have never heard about Him? And how can they hear about Him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. Once again, that was Romans chapter 10 verses 1 through 15 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Passion is good, if it is pointed in the right direction. Paul saw his fellow Jews being very zealous, not for trusting in God but for God's commands. The law of God isn't bad, it just isn't the point. The law points to Christ. No one, not even in the Old Testament, is right with God by following the law. All are saved by faith, by trusting in God and following Him. People today are passionate about a lot of things: sports, games, movies, exercise, shows, social media, work, etc. Others are passionate about religion, but it is so often about rules or being better than others. Passion works best when it is directed towards the best, that is God. Beware of being too passionate for anything less. Paul was passionate for loving Christ and telling people about Him. In verses 8 through 15, we can see the mindset of Paul, the world-changing missionary, evangelist, and church planter. Anyone, regardless of birth, status, mistakes, or background, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This salvation is by relationship with Jesus. We confess out loud unashamed, see in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, and trust Him in our hearts. Paul experienced the forgiveness and love of Jesus, and he gave his life to spread the good news. We are not all teachers, but we are all called to be witnesses, as it's written in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, to the salvation and love of God in our lives. Be passionate about telling others of His goodness. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What would it look like for your highest passion to be Christ and His kingdom cause? How can you be intentional about sharing with others the good things God has done in your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.